愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上从以赛亚书三十章，我们一起来学习重新得力。
Tonight, I would like to share the topic, regain our strength through Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书分作两部分。
Isaiah is split into two parts.
第一章到三十九章，在提到神的公义。
From chapter 1 to 39, it talks about the justice of God.
从四十章一直到最后，在讲神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
From chapter 40 to the end, it talks about the mercy of God and His compassion.
那在一章到三十九章神的公义里面，我们可以看到以色列百姓的信仰非常软弱。
From chapter 1 to 39, we see that the Israelites' faith was very weak.
虽然他们知道有一个独一真神。
Although they knew that there was only one true God,
他们的祖宗也跟这个神立了约。
And their ancestors had made a covenant with this God.
但是很显然，信仰持守不住。
But they could not keep hold of their faith.
离开神了，偏离越来越远。
And they departed farther and farther away from God.
有时候我们常常也知道，信仰本身呢，就是一条旅程。
Sometimes we also know that our faith is a journey.
那从出埃及记来讲，就是从埃及到迦南地。
The book of Exodus, they departed Egypt and went to the land of Canaan.
那以时间上来讲，就是四十年。
And the time frame was 40 years.
所以我们的信仰啊，如果从出生来说，这条旅程有可能是八十年、九十年。
So our faith, when since we are born until maybe 80 or 90 years.
那如果我们是中年来信，我们这个信仰的旅程有可能是三四十年。
And if we come to believe in God in our middle ages, then it may be that our faith is a journey of 40 to 50 years.
要把这一条路走完啊，不但要有智慧，还是需要有能力。
And in order to finish this journey, we not only need wisdom but also strength.
那有时候我们觉得，虽然我们已经得圣灵。
And sometimes, although we have already received the Holy Spirit,
好像信仰还是很软弱，没有力量。
We feel that our faith is still very weak and we do not have strength.
那到底原因在哪里？
And what is the reason?
那我们就从以色列百姓的经验，来做一面镜子，来看看，发生在我们身上，到底是什么原因。
Let us look at the Israelites and see them as a mirror.
好，我们先来看出埃及以赛亚书这三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1-2. 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Verse 2. Who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt.
这里说祸灾，神的儿女，跑去跟埃及结盟。
It says, woe to the rebellious children because they ally themselves with the Egyptians.
因为当时以色列百姓遇到一个强国要来攻打他们。
Because at that time, the Israelites faced a very strong enemy.
他们也感觉到说没有办法来抵挡这个强国的势力。
And they felt like they could not stand against this strong enemy.
那到底要怎么办呢？
So what should they do?
他就想到还有一个强国在南边，就是埃及。
And they remember that there was another strong nation to the south, which is Egypt.
所以很自然的逻辑推想就是跟埃及这个强国来做政治的结盟。
So naturally, according to their logic, they made a political alliance with the Egyptians.
那这样埃及可以做我们的靠山，来抵挡北边的强国。
And in that way, the Egyptians can be our reliance.
So 这样想到底有什么不对？
So that they could stand against their enemy. So what is wrong with this?
我们先来看三十一章。
Let's look at chapter 31.
第一节。
Verse 1. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2. Yet he also is wise and will bring disaster and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of those who work iniquity.
第三节。
Verse 3, now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, both he who helps will fall, and he who is helped will fall down. They all will perish together.
那在这里啊，神说，或在这些下埃及去求帮助。
Here it says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help.
哦，那为什么这个是祸灾呢？
Why is this a woe?
因为以色列人是神的选民。
Because the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
天上的神是他们的主人。
The God of heaven is their master.
那他们是神的产业。
And they are the inheritance of God.
所以真的可以做他们依靠是天上的神。
So the only one that they can truly rely on is the God in heaven.
他是大有能力的神。
He is the almighty God.
但是他跑去依靠埃及。
But they went to and relied on Egypt.
那这些埃及是拜偶像的人。
And these Egyptians worshipped idols.
一个神的选民去依靠拜偶像的国度，这个对神来讲是一种羞辱。
The chosen people of God went to rely on the Egyptians who worshipped idols, and this was a shame to God.
因此啊，他也没有办法真的从埃及得到拯救。
And therefore, the Israelites could not truly receive help from the Egyptians.
啊，所以有时候我们遇到困难。
So sometimes we encounter difficulties.
很自然就是要从那里啊。来找帮助。
Naturally, we will want to seek for help.
我们就常常从世界上去找人，那找很多的方法。
And from the world, we seek people and other methods to help us.
那想要这些方法来帮助我们解决我们的问题。
And we want these methods to help us to solve our problem.
但是有时候这些问题本身是因为神允许它发生的。
But sometimes these problems occur because God allows it to happen.
好像外族人来攻打以色列民，这是神允许他们发生的。
It is like how God allowed people to attack the Israelites.
为的是要借着这个苦难，使他们回头过来仰望神。
So that through this difficulty, they may return and look upon God once again.
使他们跟神的关系能够更强化。
So that they may strengthen their relationship with God.
所以我们在生活当中我们第一个想到不是靠神。
So in our life, it often happens that the first person we think of is not God.
有时候这是我们失去力量的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of losing strength.
因为我们心里没有靠神，我们的心就我们的注意力就离开了神。
Because when we do not rely on God, we stop focusing on Him.
这是第一个，为什么他们失去力量？
This is the first reason why they lost strength.
神不喜欢他们去依靠拜偶像的埃及。
Because God did not like it for them to ally themselves with an idol-worshipping nation.
好，那我们现在再来看以赛亚书的三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
从三十章第八节开始，一直到十四节。
From verse 8 to 14.
我们看从第九节看。
Verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord.Verse 10, who says to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things, prophecy deceits. Verse 11, get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Verse 12, therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and rely on them. 13. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant.
这里在提到为什么他们会失去力量。
Here it describes why they lost strength.
主要就是他们的生活跟神的教训不一样。
Mainly because their lifestyle was different from the teachings of God.
那我们人在世界上，每个人都有他的自由，选择他的生活方式。
And everyone in this life has their own freedom and can choose the way they want to live.
但是当我们的生活方式跟神的教训不同。
But when our lifestyle is different from that of the teachings of God.
这个就是在神看起来，这就是违背神，违抗神。
According to the eyes of God, this is against His will.
那这就是罪。
And this is sin.
那在当时最容易他们违反的罪就是拜偶像。
And at that time, they sinned against God by worshipping idols.
所以一旦人有罪，人跟神之间的关系就发生问题。
And so when human beings commit sin, there is a problem between the relationship of man and God.
那人，神就不能够跟人同在， 那个力量，给我们力量的神，那个力量我们就体验不到。
And God will not be able to abide with men, and we will not be able to receive strength.
好，因此神就差遣先知，跟他们传警告。
Therefore, God sent prophets to warn them.
比方说，在以西结书里，耶利米书里面在讲啊，耶利米先知23年向以色列百姓啊，从早上到晚上传相同的一个讯息。
For example, in the book of Jeremiah prophesied for 23 years from day to night and was preaching one message.
就是你们要离开你们的恶道恶行，回归向神。
That is to depart from your evil ways and to return to God.
你想想看，如果我们不愿意改变我们的生活。
Think about it. If we are not able to change our lifestyle.
那这个先知一直讲相同的讯息。
And this prophet keeps repeating the same message.
每一天都让我们感觉到我们是有罪的人。
The message is that every day we feel that we are sinful people.
所以他们既然不愿意改变自己。
And since they are unwilling to change themselves.
所以他就干脆就叫这些先知啊，不要再对我们讲这些话。
Therefore, they tell the prophets to not speak to us anymore.
所以这里说不要向我们讲正直话。
It says, do not prophesy to us right things.
要向我们讲柔和的话。
Speak smooth things.
就是不要向我们讲我们需要听的，要向我们讲我们想要听的。
Therefore, speak to us what we need. Don't speak to us what we need to hear, but speak to us what we want to hear.
这个两个是不太一样。
These two are quite different.
我们需要听的是正直的话，能够让我们行为合到神的标准。
What we need to hear is the words of justice that will lead us to the standard of God.
那我们想听的常常是柔和的话，不会打到我们最弱的一点，最痛的一点。
What we want to hear are smooth words that will not hit us into our deepest part.
那这样生活就不会改变了。
And in this way, our lifestyle will not change.
因此，继续活在罪里面，神没有同在，当然就没有力量了。
Therefore, if we continue to live in sin, then God's strength will not abide with us.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
不愿意听从先知的劝告。
They do not listen to the warnings of the prophets.
第三点。
The third point.
我们回来看以赛亚书30章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 30.
15节。
Verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you will not.
16节。
16. And he said, No, for we will flee on horses, therefore you shall flee, and we will ride on swift horses, therefore those who pursue you shall be swift.
17节。
17. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you shall flee, till you are left as a pole on top of a mountain, and as a banner on a hill.
那为什么以色列百姓会失去力量呢？
Why did the Israelites lose their strength?
因为不愿意安静下来。
Because they were not willing to quiet themselves down.
当他们看到这个敌军要来攻打他们。
When they saw their enemy attacking them.
他们整个头脑就是在想要怎么办来抵挡这个敌军。
Their minds were just thinking how they could defend themselves against their enemy.
但是15节，神告诉他们。
Verse 15, God tells them,
得救在乎归回安息。
In returning in rest, you shall be saved.
如果以色列百姓要得救，
If they wanted to be saved,
要归回，
They must return.
要归回向神。
They must return to God.
因为这个灾难是神允许它发生的。
Because this affliction was allowed by God.
所以你要归回才有希望得到拯救。
So you must return in order to be saved.
那得力在乎平静安稳。
And quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
如果一个人要归回向神，
If someone wants to return to God,
第一个就是要安静下来。
First step is to quiet themselves down.
安静下来，人才能够想事情。
Only when someone quiets themselves down will they be able to think.
安静下来，我们的心才能够集中归回向神。
When we quiet ourselves down, we can put our focus on God once again.
但是他们呢，到处跑。
But they went around.
看起来很忙碌，一直在想办法去解决。
And were very busy and sought methods.
虽然很忙，但是缺乏一股力量。
And although they were very busy, they did not have a strength.
所以17节。
17.
一人一叫，千人就逃跑。
1,000 shall flee at the threat of one.
那五个人叫你们全部都跑光了。
At the threat of five, you shall flee.
所以看起来很忙，但是没有力量。
So although they are very busy, they do not have strength.
所以有时候我们在信仰生活服侍神是很忙的。
So sometimes in our life of faith, when we serve God, we are very busy.
但是有时候也需要安静的时间。
But sometimes we need a quiet time.
没有安静会失去力量。
Without quietness, we will lose strength.
比方说每个礼拜的礼拜六。
For example, every Saturday.
这是安息日。
This is Sabbath day.
这个安息日就是让我们安静下来的一天。
The Sabbath day is a day for us to rest and be quiet.
第一个就是不要工作，所以得安静下来。
First is to not work, so we can be quiet.
所以我们能够来教会。
So that we can come to church.
但是有时候为什么我常常来教会，还是得不到力量呢？
But sometimes why is it that even though we come to church, we still cannot regain strength?
因为虽然肉体在教会是安静下来，心没有静下来。
Because even though we are physically here, our heart is not calm.
有的安息日带着手机来，借着手机又回到世界去。
We bring our cell phones to church, and through our cell phone, we enter into the world.
那手机一响就冲出去，等一下进来又冲出去。
And when our phone rings, we run out.
安静不下来。
And we cannot quiet ourselves down.
人在会堂。
When we are in the chapel.
但是心并不在神这里。
But our heart is not with God.
所以虽然守安息日得不到力量。
So although we observe the Sabbath, we cannot receive strength.
那有时候我们在生活当中欲望太多。
Sometimes in our lives, we have too many desires.
安静不下来。
And we cannot quiet ourselves down.
新的手机型号又出来了。
There is a new phone.
新的什么电子产品出来。
There's new technology.
新的什么东西出来。
Anything new has come out.
我们就想要怎么去得到它。
And then we think, how can we gain it?
欲望太多，我们整个头脑都是停留在物质上，怎么去追求，怎么去更好、更高。
When we have too many desires, we just stop and pursue material things.
没有一个安静的心能够在神面前来思想神。
And we do not have a quiet heart to think about God.
我们力量就从这里失去了。
And we lose our strength here.
所以为什么以色列百姓失去力量？
And so why did the Israelites lose their strength?
第一个，
First,
他没有投靠神的心。
They did not rely on God.
第二个，
Second,
他们不愿意改变现况。
They were not willing to change.
第三个，
Third,
他安静不下来。
They were not able to quiet themselves down.
那现在怎么办？
So what shall we do now?
我们现在从十八节来看。
Let's look from verse 18.
这里神就指示他们要怎么做。
Starting from verse 18, the Lord tells them what they should do. Verse 18, therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice, blessed are those who wait for him. 19, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you.
这个十九节先提到神对他们的怜悯没有改变。
Verse 19, it mentions that that God's grace to them did not change.
主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你。
He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry.
神是最怜悯的。
God is the most merciful.
神比人还怜悯。
God is more merciful than men.
神比父母还怜悯。
God is more merciful than our parents.
所以人哭泣的声神哀求，神就要施恩给我们。
For at the sound of people's cry, God will have mercy on them.
然后下面说，他听见你的时候，就必应允你。
Then it says, when he hears it, he will answer you.
那为着让神来怜悯我们，应允我们。
And in order for us, for God to have grace and mercy on us.
所以十八节。
Verse 18.
这里说，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Here it says that.Those who wait to God, wait for the Lord, will be blessed.
这个等候就是一种安静的功夫。
And this process of waiting is a time of quietness.
当然，这个等候就是在神的面前在等候。
That is waiting before the presence of God.
在历代志下二十章记载一个很实在的故事。
In First Kings,
it records. 历代志下。
Oh, in First.In Second Chronicles, it records chapter 20. It records a story.
这里记载我们看历代志下。
Turn to Second Chronicles.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
第三节。
Verse 3. Verse 3, And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
第四节.
Verse 4, So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord.
这个地方第二节, 有人来报告约沙撒法。
Verse 2, someone told Jehoshaphat, A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea.
那约沙撒王就很害怕了。
King Jehoshaphat was very scared.
真的很害怕怎么办?
And so what should he do?
他就来等候神。
He waited for God.
怎么等候神?
How did he wait for God?
第三节。
Verse 3.
定义寻求神,
he set himself to seek the Lord
在全地宣告禁食,
and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
那犹太人都聚会求神帮助,
and Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord.
这个叫做等候神,
this is called waiting on God.
什么都不做, 就是在神的殿里面, 在那里祷告, 默想神, 呼求神, 就是这样而已。
We don't do anything but in the temple of God, we pray to him and ask for his help.
那如果从世界上的观点来看, 怎么这么消极的?
And from the worldly perspective, people may think we're pessimistic.
大军已经来了, 你是在圣殿里面, 什么都不做。
A great multitude has come, but you're in the temple not doing anything.
但是圣经的应许啊, 就是我们盼望的来源。
The promises in the Bible is the source of our hope.
那约沙撒王这样一直祷告。
King Jehoshaphat kept praying.
好,我们现在看, 列代志下20章。
Second Chronicles 20, verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
这里约沙撒王说我们没有力量抵挡攻击我们的大军。
Here Jehoshaphat says, we have no power against this great multitude.
我们也不知道怎么做。
Nor do we know what to do.
我们只有一件事情, 就是我们眼睛单单仰望你。
But there is one thing, our eyes are upon you.
这样的祷告是得到力量的开始。
This type of prayer is the beginning of our strength.
因为在他心里面只有一条路可以走, 就是神。
Because in his heart, there is only one path, and that is God.
所以14节啊, 神的灵就临到, 当时的, 先知就告诉他。
So in verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the prophet.
我看15节,
verse 15, and he said, Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus is the Lord to you. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
神如此说,不要因这个大军恐惧。
God says, do not be afraid nor dismayed.
因为胜败不在乎你们,在乎神。
Because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
所以他在那里等候神,寻求神,神给他这个应许以后,整个那种害怕都没有了。
So he waited on God and sought after him, and God gave him strength, and he was no longer afraid.
所以神给他这个应许是有一段时间的，他们在神面前一直等候，一直祈求，感动了神，就给他应许。
So there was a time frame in which they were praying to God, and then God heard their prayers.
那20节开始，他第二天就开始站在旷野，然后用唱诗班来面对那些强敌。
And in verse 20, they sing hymns, and that is how they fought against their enemies.
神替他们打胜仗了。And
God won their battle for them.
所以这里告诉我们,
so here it tells us.
我们在生活中要有安静的心来等候神。
In our lives, we need to have a quiet heart to rely on God.
所谓等候不是说什么都不做, 等候是在神面前仰望神,祷告神,呼求神。
Waiting on God is not completely doing nothing but to pray to God and to ask for his help.
好像使徒行传第二章在楼房上等候神抓住神的应许祷告求圣灵。
Like that of Acts chapter 2 when they were praying in the upper room to pray for the Holy Spirit.
时候到圣灵降临,他们被圣灵充满,就充满着能力。
When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and when they prayed for the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they were filled with strength.
所以怎么让我们得到力量?
So how do we receive strength?
来面对我们生活的困难。
To face the difficulties in our lives.
需要有安静的心在神面前来寻求神,等候神。
We need to have a quiet heart to seek after God and to wait upon him.
我们现在再回来看。
Let's turn back to
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
好，以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
二十节。
Verse 20.And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
这个二十节到二十一节在讲什么?
What is verse 20 to 21 talking about?
就是在患难中或苦难中或困难中、啊、要学习调整自己。
That is, amidst adversity, affliction, or trouble, we must change ourselves.
那在前面神是借着先知告诉他们。
And in the beginning, God through prophets spoke to the Israelites.
那现在神用另外一种方法来调整他们。
And here now, God uses another method to change them.
就是苦难。
That is trouble.
生活的不顺利。
Unsmooth lifestyle. Life.
在职业上，在工作上，在生活上，在健康上，在家庭上，啊，所遭遇的种种的不顺利。
And career, work, health, they encounter many difficulties.
那二十节开始说，这个以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。
Verse 20 says, the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
既然是饼跟水，这就是我们属灵上强壮的两个很重要的吃喝。
And since it is bread and water, it is two very important matters, spiritual matters, that is to eat and to drink.
所以经历苦难之后，人在灵性上都会变成比以前更有力量。
So after we go through difficulties, we become even more, we become stronger.
会更成熟。
And we become more mature.
所以在《申命记》里面说，神带领以色列百姓。
So in Deuteronomy, it talks about how God led the Israelites.
好像这个老鹰背着小鹰。
Like the big eagle carrying the little eagle.
然后故意把它的巢翻过来，那个小鹰就掉下来。
And the eagle flips the nest, and the little eagle falls.
那小鹰怎么办呢？它就要开始展翅就飞了。
And what should the little eagle do? It must begin to fly.
那飞不动的时候，这个老鹰就赶快飞到下面，又把它撑起来。
And if it cannot fly, the big eagle will help the little eagle.
那这样重复几次，一直做到的时候，这个小鹰的翅膀就有力量，它就可以自己飞。
And after multiple times, the little eagle will be able to fly on itself.
所以我们常常遇到一些困难的事情，懂得依靠神，依靠到最后，我们的心呢就越来越坚定，越来越有力量。
So when we go through difficulties and understand to rely on God, then we will see that we will be strengthened.
所以苦难呢就是饼跟水。
So difficulties is bread and water.
让我们有力量，让我们成熟。
Gives us strength and it helps us to become more mature.
那要怎么让苦难成为我们成长的一个动力呢？
How can we make difficulty our motivation?
我看二十一节。
Look at verse 21.
你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”
Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, you'll hear this is the way, walk in it.
所以我们在苦难当中一直在思想人生。
So in affliction, we will often ponder upon life.
一直在祷告。
And we'll always pray.
那有时候我们一直在读圣经
，and we will continue to read the Bible.
那圣灵就会带领我们，有时候就会想通一些道理。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us and understand the truth.
我们就发现我的生活有哪一个地方还需要改变。
We will be able to know what part of our life still needs to be changed.
那一个地方，我如果一改变，我灵性就往上成长一层。
And if I change that part, then I can move up in my spirituality.
所以我们在苦难当中有一个感动，好像声音叫我们调整这样，调整这样，一直在调整。
So in our troubles, we will hear a voice that will continue to guide us.
那使我们走的路跟神要我们走的越来越相近。
So that our path may be closer and closer to the way God wants us to be.
当我们的路跟神要我们走越来越接近的时候，神就越来越与我们同在。
When our journey is like that of God,Then we will see that God abides with us.
那个就是我们得力量的开始。
This is the source of our strength.
道与神同在，道就是神了。
The word is God.
所以我们的生活调整越来越跟道一样，神就在里面，神就跟我们同在。
So when we change our lives so that is according to the word, then God will abide with us.
所以越读圣经，然后神在感动我们，越了解自己。
So the more we read the Bible, and God will move us to understand ourselves even more.
那越祷告，我们越有力量来改变自己，跟圣经一样。
The more we pray, we will be able to change ourselves according to the Bible.
人都是惯性的啦，我们都一直调整到最舒服的生活方式。
Humans live a routine life, and we live a life that is most comfortable to us.
所以有所谓 comfortable zone 啊，这个很舒服的一个生活形态。
So there's a comfortable zone for everyone.
那这个很舒服的生活形态不一定是符合圣经的生活形态。
And this comfortable life is not necessarily does not necessarily coincide with that of the Bible.
但是除非有一些事情发生，我们就不愿意改变。
But unless something's happened, we are unwilling to change.
因为我每天活得这样，我为什么要改变？
I live a life like this. Why do I need a change?
道就是神。
The word is God.
当我们的生活跟道有距离
，If our lifestyle is far away from the word,
就是我们跟神有距离。
That means that we are distant from God.
当我们的生活调整跟道一样
，When we change our life so that it is like the word,
就是我们跟神合一。
This is when we are one with God.
那神与我们同在，力量就在那里。
And when God abides with us, that is where strength is.
所以苦难的好处就是给我们一个动力，自我调整。
So the positive of troubles is that it gives us a motivation to change ourselves.
使我们生活越来越道化。
So that our lives may be more like the word and the truth.
那神就跟我们同在，力量就在那里。
And God will abide with us, and that is where strength is.
所以圣经说万事互相效力。
So that the Bible tells us that all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God.
怎么让每一件事情到最后真的成为我们的益处呢
？How can we allow everything to be good for us？
要爱神。
We must love God.
那什么叫爱神
？What does it mean to love God？
主耶稣说，你如果爱我，你遵守我的诫命。
Jesus tells us that if we love Him and follow His commandments,
就是我们每一件事情发生了，我们要回应这个事情的时候，要回到圣经来。
That is when something happens, we must return to the Bible.
遵守圣经的话，这样来回应发生在我们周围的事情，这样爱神，到最后我们就得到好处。
We must obey the words of the Bible and use it to face our problems.
所以苦难中的调整是我们得力量的一个秘诀。
So, changing ourselves through difficulties is where we will receive strength.
所以，如果我们看到一个人经历苦难，他的灵性进步，我们一定会发现，不是他的观念有改变，就是他的生活内容有改变。
So we see that if a person goes through difficulties and becomes a better person, it is rather because they had a different mindset or because.
那这样神才会同在，力量才会来。
Because God changed them, and that is where they receive strength.
好，我们现在再回来看以赛亚书三十章。
Turn back to Isaiah 30.
三十章的二十二节。
Verse 22. You will also defile the covering of your images of silver, and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, "Get away."
有时候我们在除偶像最难除的偶像是什么？
Sometimes when we are getting rid of idols, what is the most difficult?
最难除的偶像，这是金做的。
Well, the most difficult idol to get rid of is that the ones that are made of gold.
这个偶像怎么除？金做的。
How do we get rid of it? It is made of gold.
我们一般都是，如果是金做的偶像就是拿去那个银炉那里把它烧掉、融化掉。
If it is made of gold, we will melt it.
那这个地方告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
所包的银子，所镀的金子，那这个怎么办？只是外面包金子，外面镀银子，那这样的偶像怎么办
？What should you do with the idols made of silver and gold？
它里面不是金，也不是银呐。
It is just the covering. Inside, it is not gold or silver.
但是这个偶像会玷污我们。
But this idol will defile us.
它是污秽之物。
It is an unclean thing.
那怎么办
？So what shall we do？
偶像去吧。
We have to tell the idols to get away.
因此。我们要重新得力
Therefore, in order to regain strength,
要再一次的思想
need to once again consider
我们心里面我们生活有没有偶像
whether there are idols in our heart and in our lives
什么是偶像
what are idols
就是比神更重要
anything that is more important than God
那要叫他去吧
we need it to tell it to get away
把偶像拿掉我们才能够跟神有最亲密的关系
when we get rid of our of the idols then we will be able to have an intimate relationship with God
我们来想亚伯兰爬到摩利亚山
let's think when Abraham went on to the mountain
爬到摩利亚山要有两种力量
he had to have two types of strength
第一个要有体力
one is physical strength
结果他的儿子替他背柴他只是拿火跟刀这不是很困难
so his son took the more heavy things and Abraham just took the knife.
第二个
Second,
要有心里面的这个灵力
He needs to have spiritual strength.
难在这里
And this is difficulty.
因为爬到山上就要把儿子献给神
Because when he made it onto the top of the mountain, he had to sacrifice his son.
这个是他独一的儿子
This is his one and only son.
每走一步路就失去他儿子越来越近了
Every step that he goes, that is a step closer to sacrificing his son.
神重要呢？我儿子重要呢？
Is God more important? Is my son more important?
这是我的骨肉。
This is my flesh.
这是我独一的儿子。
He is my only son.
是我年纪大生的。
He was given to me when I was old.
但是神是我的神。
But God is my God.
所以当一个人的内心爱神超过他的独生儿子。
So when someone loves God more than his one and only son,
他才有力量爬到摩利亚山。
He will be able to climb the mountain.
如果他爱他的儿子超过神，
If he loved his son more than God,
这个山就爬不上去了。
He would not be able to climb.
不是没有体力，
Not because he did not have strength.
是里面那个心没有力量。
But because he did not have strength within his heart.
今天我们生活失去力量。
Today when we lose strength in our lives,
常常就是因为我们有一个独生儿子
It is often because we have this one and only son
很宝贵的
Very precious to us
还有感情的
We have feelings for it
我们舍不掉的
And we cannot let it go
在我们生活中挡住我们跟神的关系
And it is an obstacle between us and God
这个独生儿子每一个人都不太一样
And this one and only son is different for every one of us
如果愿意把这个拿掉
If we are able to get rid of this,
摩利亚山我们就爬得上去。
We will be able to climb the mountain.
那个就是力量。
This is our strength.
爬到上面。
We can climb up.
我们就体会到神必预备。
We will be able to understand that God will prepare.
我们就领受了神给我们天上跟地上的祝福。
We will be able to receive the blessings on earth and in heaven.
所以怎么让我们信仰生活真的得到力量呢？
So how can we truly receive spiritual strength?
第一个。
First.
要等候神。
Must wait on God.
第二个
Secondly,
要在困难当中不断的自我调整
We must continue to change ourselves in difficulties.
第三个
Third,
偶像去吧
We must tell our idols to get away.
唱
Let's sing him.
354首
354.
最后一起来祷告
Lastly, let us pray together.
我们每一次祷告都纪念我们教会的圣工
Every time we pray, let us all remember to pray for the holy events.
还有一些慕道朋友
To pray for the truth seekers.
信仰比较需要我们来关心的信徒。
To pray for those who are spiritually weak.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let us pray together now.